Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers. I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/GLP-1. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Weight Watchers, watch it work.
You don't believe in yourself. Simple. You've been told or you've been fed a whole bunch of bullshit from somebody or some people in your life, whether it's culture, school, parenting, family, whatever it happens to be, that you can't do something. There's at least one podcast interview on my channel with Sean Stevenson. He died a few years ago. I caught him on a podcast a few months before. He had a tragic accident, passed away. But a little dude was in a wheelchair, broken all the bones in his body several times, was disabled, made millions of dollars, married a pretty girl, was influential. People looked up to him. The point that I'm making here is when you believe in yourself and you understand that your mind's eye, like the vision for yourself now becomes the blueprint for your new life, you become that new life. You know, you become that new guy. You know, there's times in life, guys, where you have to act as if you're more than what you are. I'm not saying be deceptive on a long-term basis and do things that are harmful to people, but at least wake up in the morning, do the work, start taking action, and start acting as if you're better than what you were yesterday. Do an extra push-up. If you do 10 push-ups, do 11. If you're at the gym and you're there for 30 minutes, spend 45 minutes there. If you do 10 minutes on the treadmill, throw an extra minute or two on, right? You know, like the taking action part's part of it, but start acting as if you're better than what you actually are, right? And I remember this story. Like today, you'll go to a store if you want to buy a sweater and you put your credit card down, you buy it, and then they send you the bill and you're supposed to pay it off in full when you get the bill. A lot of people don't do that though. They'll just make the minimum monthly payment sort of thing, but they've got the sweater. So the concept of delayed gratification is foreign to a lot of people today because we live in a society where it's pop this pill, lose 25 pounds in 3 days, rub this cream under your eye, wipe away 15 years of wrinkles sort of thing. Like this is what people want. They want instant gratification, you know, that instant dopamine hit. That's why porn does so well for a lot of guys. It's instant dopamine hit. They turn it on, they play, they do their thing, they're done, right? And that instant dopamine hit, it's dangerous. Back in those days, if you wanted that sweater, you'd go work, you'd go to the store, you'd put down your couple pence or, you know, if you're in Canada, whatever, you know, whatever buck or two sort of thing. And then, you know, you go back in your next paycheck and you pay, you know, make another installment until you were paid in full and you take the sweater home sort of thing. They don't do that anymore. And marketers figured out a way to, you know, to basically manufacture money out of thin air and give people stuff immediately to sort of like cater to that instant gratification and, you know, things along those lines. And every piece of technology today, including financial instruments, is engineered to make sure that you feel a positive rush, a dopamine rush, a hit, right? That, you know, that neurotransmitter hit that makes you feel good, right? I remember a buddy of mine, he would tell me that whenever he felt down, he would go shopping and he would buy new clothes to feel good. And that didn't change that he had shitty game with women and women didn't want to be with him on a long-term basis. That didn't change the fact that he was fat in the clothes. And even though they were nice clothes and they look like nice clothes, he didn't look good in them. It didn't change any of those facts. But the dopamine hit when he went to the store and he walked out, you know, from the store with a new bag in his hand, wearing it, you know, to the office, to whatever event, you know, we happened to go to. And he thought that he looked better than he did before, right? Delayed gratification is an important thing. And I would do these exercises even at 13 years old. I'm close to 50 now. I've been working out for that period of time. And, you know, people, you know, I see it sometimes in the comments of the videos, Rich, you look good. You know, you're putting off aging sort of stuff. Like, you look better than most 20-year-olds sort of stuff. Yeah, because I've put in the time. I've put in the reps, delayed gratification, right? And I'm doing the best that I can for myself so I can live in a happy, healthy body and live a great life. But that's ingrained in my DNA. And most people don't have that. They don't understand you have to put in the time. They're either lazy, stupid, or maybe even arrogant, you know, to be honest with you. And that's why, you know, they're generally poor, is because they don't want to do the work. They don't know how to do the work, which doesn't make any sense to me, because the resources are there. You know, you can get the information, you can go find it, or they just don't feel like they don't need to because they're arrogant. Newsflash, we're all going to die. Okay. What happens after we die? We don't know. Who cares? It doesn't matter. That's not up for debate right now. But what's factual and true is we're all going to die. So why would you spend time right now working, you know, with a goal of making $100 a day when your goal should be much bigger? When you raise your standards and when you hold yourself to a higher minimum line, you know, like in the sand, if you will, again, raising your standards. So when you raise your standards, then you're going to do better. And there's going to be people that you're going to have to leave behind. I mean, there's probably a lot of people around you that are okay with making $100 a day. And if, you know, if you set a goal of making $1,000 a day, then you're not going to be hanging out with a $100 a day crowd or the $50 a day crowd, right? That's why I'm saying, like, I want you to think bigger. This is very, very simple for me to explain. This is very, very simple. It should be simple for you to understand. Stop taking advice or criticism from people that you wouldn't trade places with. Straight up. Somebody, like, you can only take somebody as far as you've come yourself, okay? I've been training at the dojo for a year and a half now, doing boxing. I can only train somebody else to that level, okay? I could never compete in a proper fight. Like, I would never challenge, you know, like a world-class fighter to a fight. That would be stupid, right? But I could train like a beginner, probably. So you can only take somebody as far as you've come yourself. So I'm going to come back to, again, distill it. Never take advice from somebody that you wouldn't trade places with. It's as simple as that. I mean, it's one of the reasons why I inherently knew growing up as a younger man, I would always lean into guys older than me. I always wanted to be in rooms where a guy was like 20, 30 years older than me. And it was just an opportunity. And I don't want to use the term pick his brain, because that's not what I did. But to develop dialogue and a relationship and a friendship so that you can learn more about the life that they've lived, the things that they've done, where they've been, and all that sort of stuff, if you know what I'm saying. So, yeah, don't take criticism from anybody you wouldn't trade places with. Hate always comes from beneath. I've talked about this before. Nobody ever gets jealous of a loser. And don't take advice from anybody that's a nobody or has only been a somebody for a short period of time. You gotta be very careful with that.
This one's really important. You need to clean everything in your life. And I'm not telling you to clean your act up. I'm going to simply state to you why keeping everything in your life clean is going to make your life substantially easier. You want a cheat code? This is it. Wear clean clothes. Take a f-ing shower. I joke all the time. I tell guys, I say, look, man, if you want to be in the probably 85 percentile of men, take a shower and have a job. It's not that hard. Brush your teeth, brush your hair, wash your hair. And then when it comes to your home, vehicle, and anything to do with you, keep it clean. No girl wants to come to your house and sit in the bathroom and your underwear's on the floor, there's toothpaste everywhere, she feels like she's in a frat house. And let me tell you something about a woman. It's about how you make her feel. It's about how you make any person feel. And if she feels like she's in a frat house, then it feels like she's a whore. And as far as your day-to-day, how you dress and you groom yourself, it's gonna be substantially easier to get the respect of men and people in your workspace and get a job and be promoted if you treat yourself with that kind of respect. It's a direct reflection of the love that you have for yourself. So it's very, very, very important that you keep yourself clean. You keep your house, your room, your common space, your kitchen clean. You keep your vehicle clean, because perception is absolute reality. and it's how you make people feel when they're around you and around your spaces. Don't mess this up. It's one of the easiest things you can do in life to get ahead, and I genuinely believe that.
Yeah. And so the reason I say that nobody's coming to save you, and I say it so loudly and almost in a way like I don't even care, is because I really feel like we've told young men that if they try hard, if they will get their feelings hurt otherwise, it's all going to be okay. It is not going to be fucking okay.
Yeah.
It is not going to be okay, bro. You can try your best. You can do as best. You can work as hard as you want. If you do not create results, you are going to fucking fail, and it's going to hurt.
Yeah.
It's going to hurt bad. And don't let me be the one to love you passively. F- you, it's going to hurt.
Yeah.
Nobody's coming. So I'm a big believer in the best day of your life is the day where you can really accept and realize that and smile because you know you want the ball in your court.
Yes.
If it's game seven in your life and you're not Michael and you don't want to act like Michael Jordan, if you're not, no, give me the fucking rock. It's mine. Sorry.
Of course it's mine. Yeah.
It's my ball. I'm shooting the fucking ball. Nobody's shooting the ball for me. I want the ball in my court. Give me the fucking rock. If you don't feel that way, you need to go see the man in the mirror.
Yeah.
Have a long conversation. Identify whatever weakness that might, whatever fear that is, because nobody's going to fix it for you. Because I don't have time to give a fuck. I simply have time to tell you, little brother, that I want to see you win, but until you look at the world through this lens, you will fail.
Yeah.
You will fail or get lucky, and get lucky long enough to fail big. Because a lot of times, guys, let's say you start a business and you start and you just somehow, some way, boom, let's say it's an internet business and you think you're Captain 22-year-old CEO, but you've never been through any struggle in your life, and you go to invest in deal B and it's in a different industry and you get f***ing wrecked. Nobody's coming. Nobody's coming.
Yeah.
But listen. Do whatever you want as far as college, but let's talk about following your passion.
Sure.
Following your passion is absolute bullshit because look at it like this. I like to work out, but if I thought that because I like to work out that I'm going to go be a personal trainer and then end up spotting people all day, I've lost my fucking mind. So I found something. The way you find passion is that you go through pain in something so much that you become competent. And once you become competent, you get to walk in a room and help people in a real way when they otherwise would not have been able to do it. Then you become passionate. So you go through pain to get to competence, and then you find passion and fulfillment in being able to help someone do something they otherwise could not have if you would not have suffered through that pain.
Most people do it the other way. They start with the passion. And then they end up like trying to start an OnlyFans management agency with no experience or whatever.
Yeah.
Or they're selling Bitcoin and they have no idea what they're talking about.
And they fail. And I think that's another really outside of not understanding how businesses run and having entrepreneurial seizures and not understanding systems, etc. I think that's another reason businesses fail.
Yeah.
Is because they start off with this pie in the sky idea of something they think they like to do, and then they realize that actual thing they like to do is only 1x in an overall formula that actually makes a successful business. And you could take that X out and put in Y, and most businesses will run pretty well. And so they think they're going to do this one little thing that they think they like to do, et cetera, et cetera. And then they get burnt out real quick when AR is too high, accounts payable's late. They got people not showing up for work. They haven't built a culture and they haven't built any systems, and they just get wrecked, overwhelmed. And then it's over.
Yeah.
It's over.
You're not tired. You're just undisciplined. You're not unlucky. You're just wasting time. And deep down, you know it. Every scroll, every snooze button, every wasted hour is another nail in the coffin of the man you were supposed to become. While you're sitting there, paralyzed, distracted, your future is bleeding out, and no one's coming to save you. This is your intervention. You're not behind because of where you were born. You're behind because of how you use your hours. Most people don't need more motivation, more books, or another inspirational video. They need to stop wasting the minutes between their dreams and their discipline. You're broke, you're distracted, and you're stuck, not because life is unfair, but because you've treated time like it's some infinite, generous friend that'll wait while you procrastinate. Bolt. Time is cold, ruthless, and non-refundable. You'll never get a refund on a wasted hour. And that's what makes it the most valuable thing you own. People fear losing money. They fear being cheated out of $100, 0 cents. But they give away days, weeks, even years like they're disposable. And then they cry when the future shows up and slaps them with the results of their own apathy. You want a better life? Get serious about how you spend your mornings. The man who owns his first hour owns his whole day. The man who owns his day owns his future. You cannot afford to see how the day goes. That mindset is a guaranteed ticket to mediocrity. You have to wake up like there's a war outside, like the world's trying to make you average, and every minute you don't fight back, it's winning. The only difference between the winners and the watchers is that the winners took time seriously before they had success. It wasn't after they got rich that they became disciplined. It was their discipline with time that made them rich in the first place. You think you're tired. You think you're demotivated. No, you're disorganized. You've got no plan, no urgency, no structure. You wake up at random, you scroll until your brain is mush, you chase dopamine all day long, and then wonder why nothing in your life is moving forward. Let me be brutally honest. Your schedule is a reflection of your self-respect. If you respect yourself, you guard your time like your life depends on. You wouldn't let strangers rob your house, but you let distractions rob your minutes. You wouldn't hand over your car keys to someone careless, but you hand over your daily hours to things that give you nothing in return. Your future is being built or destroyed by how you use your next hour. That's the truth most men ignore until it's too late. You want hope, here it is. You are not trapped. You're just untrained. You've been lied to. You've been told success is luck or privilege or some hidden secret. It's not. It's math. It's reps. It's what you do from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. that builds the life you're begging for. And the best part, you control it. You can fix it. You don't need to be a genius. You just need to win the next hour. Then the next. Stack those wins. Stack those hours. Time compounds faster than money ever will. You don't need more motivation. You need structure. You need to look in the mirror and say, every hour I waste, my dream gets further away. Because that's the truth, and the truth, when accepted, becomes your weapon. There's a reason the world is run by the ruthless. It's not because they're the most talented, it's because they waste nothing. Not time, not energy, not chances. Every second is a soldier, every hour is a war. And they win because they attack time like it owes them something. You want to change your life? Master your time. Stop negotiating with laziness. Stop debating with your comfort. Every time you hesitate, you give weakness room to grow. Every time you delay, you invite mediocrity into your future, and then you act surprised when success doesn't show up. It didn't ignore you, you ignored your time. But here's what no one tells you. Every man has a comeback moment, one defining day where he stops lying to himself and starts acting like his time is valuable. That day can be today. You don't need a Monday. You don't need a new month. You need a mirror and the courage to say, from this moment forward, I run my hours. They don't run me. You want to feel proud of yourself? Earn it. Track your time like it's gold. Wake up with purpose, move with urgency, build something. The dopamine you get from scrolling is weak compared to the power you feel when you're locked in, focused, disciplined, and unstoppable. If you don't change now, then when? Next year? After another setback? After your dream dies in front of you? No, the time is now. Not tomorrow, not later, right now. This is your hour. Own it, guard it, dominate it. Because every second you waste is a second you'll wish you had back when the game is over. There was a point in my life where everything was chaos. Not chaos in the world, chaos in my mind. I'd wake up whenever my body felt like it. No structure, no urgency. I didn't know what day it was, let alone what I was supposed to do with it. I'd lie to myself saying I was figuring things out, when in reality, I was just killing time, one lazy hour at a time. And I remember this one morning vividly. I looked at the ceiling above my bed, a cheap apartment ceiling with cracks and stains, and I felt something I couldn't shake, a deep, choking regret for time I couldn't get back. Not money, not relationships, time. And that was the first moment I realized I was poor, not because of what was in my wallet, but because of what I allowed on my calendar. People think I became successful because of some secret. There's no secret. There was just a single decision, a turning point, where I looked at time not as something to spend, but as something to invest. Every minute I waste is a minute someone else is using to beat me, I told myself. That sentence haunted me. I imagined other men out there waking up earlier, working harder, planning better, saying no to comfort while I was saying yes to laziness. That's when I knew the competition wasn't just against the world. It was against every past version of myself who wasted time thinking he had more of it. And the truth, I lost years. Not because I wasn't smart, not because I wasn't capable, but because I didn't treat my time like it was sacred. I treated it like it was air. Always available, always around, never running out. That was the lie. There was a man I once met, billionaire, quiet, powerful, moved like a shadow through the room. I asked him what made him different. He didn't even blink when he answered. I schedule my life like a surgeon schedules surgery. My hours are not suggestions, they are law. That hit me like a freight train, because deep down I knew I was casual with time. I let emotions dictate what I do. I let comfort sneak into my routines. But this man, he wasn't rich because he was smarter. He was rich because he was militant with minutes. His success wasn't explosive, it was engineered. Every task, every call, every meeting, every training session, it was all carved into a clock with purpose. And once I understood that, I rewired myself. No more guessing, no more waiting for motivation. I ran my days like a general runs a battlefield. Ruthless, unapologetic, sharp. I stopped chasing the weekend. I stopped living for vacations. I became obsessed with what I could build before 8 a.m. I realized the world is designed to distract you. The notifications, the apps, the entertainment, it's all there to steal your focus. And if it can steal your focus, it can steal your life. So I went ghost. I cut the noise. I started managing time like it was gold dust in my hand, slipping through no matter how tight I gripped it. And as I did that, life began to change. Not because the universe bent to my will, but because I bent my time toward my mission. One day, the bank account changed, then the cause, then the respect. But none of that came before I learned this brutal truth. Success is nothing more than consistent hours of effort aimed at the right target.